across Whitehall. So the root of all this, The Guardian reported earlier on that Lord Mandelson failed his developed security vetting when he was made US ambassador. But despite that, the Foreign Office effectively overruled that failed security vetting and still made him US ambassador. Now, given the unholy mess of Lord Mandelson's demise in post over revelations about his friendship with the convicted paedophile financier Jeffrey Epstein. And remember, Lord Mandelson is currently under investigation by the police for misconduct in public office. That decision is frankly breathtaking. Compounding that, listen to this. It's the Prime Minister in September defending how the decision was made to appoint Lord Mandelson to that post.
Full due process was followed during this appointment, as it is with all ambassadors. Full due process was gone through in relation to this appointment. Full due process was gone through when the appointment was made.
Okay, what you just heard there, opposition parties say, well, clearly due process wasn't followed. So what you heard just there was the Prime Minister misleading Parliament, and that's a resignation offence.